cannot wait to talk to you, but I got to introduce you first. This is Deja Gorbea, and I was given your music and was just blown away by the message and reached out and said, hey, let's, you know, have a conversation about where your goals are. So, ladies and gentlemen, introducing Deja Gorbea. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me.
I'm so delighted. So delighted because you have such a testimony, and I've been telling people about, not all of it because I want you to talk about it, but you just have this testimony, and this music felt like, to me, continuation of the testimony you already have. Am I right about
that? Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm.
So tell me a little bit about yourself and originally where you're from.
Okay, yes, my name is Deja. I'm originally from Brooklyn, New York. I'm 34. Woo-hoo. I've been living out here in Detroit for the past 4 or 5 years or so. Relocated here for work, and I honestly really, really, truly love this city. I feel like y'all have adopted me, so thank you for that.
I tell you, if you have the Michigan Chronicle to name you Michigan Chronicles 40 under 30, you are adopted. You are here.
So yes,
that
ma'am.
Is exciting.
Thank you. Thank you.
One of the things I found out about you is you started off in the airline business, but tell everybody about this Brooklyn native and what you do now.
I am an airline pilot for a major airline. I'm a first officer on the Boeing 737.
Wow.
And I've been flying since 2015 in
total.
Wow. Yes.
You didn't start out as a pilot, right?
No, I did not. I used to be a flight attendant.
So what made you say, okay, Deja's going to fly this thing?
Well, a lot of things. But what happened was I was a flight attendant, and then I hopped into the military. And then when I got out of training, my mom and my family was like, you should do the pilot thing. And I was like, all right, well, let me just go ahead and enroll into flight school. And that's kind of how that happened.
Wow. Okay. So military first.
Mm-hmm.
You're tough.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're tough. And that line is very hard to get into.
Mm-hmm.
Not to mention you're a Latina African-American.
Yes, ma'am.
And how much is the percentage of people who are Latina and African-American women are pilots?
Well, for women in general that fly professionally in the United States, I think it's about 6% now.
Mm-hmm.
For African-American women, it's less than 1%.
Wow.
So there's not a lot of us. So
Yeah, it's amazing. And I can't wait to one day be on a plane that you're flying.
Oh, thank you.
I'm looking forward to
that. We need your business.
One of the things that I was given your music and I listened to it and I'm like, this is different. It reaches a different demographic. It's soulful, but it's your own. And the name of your song is?
Hindsight.
Give me a little bit of background about that.
Yes. So Hindsight is basically about how in different periods of my life, God had his hand on me through dangers seen and unseen.
Yeah.
And it was even during periods of the time where I was like, wasn't even dealing with God. He would still keep me and still make sure that I was good. In fact, my video that I just dropped yesterday for Hindsight, it's about how two guys stalked me and followed me home and bashed my windows out of my car. And I had no idea. And throughout all of that, God was like speaking to me. And
yeah.
I didn't even know. I thought it was just like me, you
yeah.
know. But now that I'm looking back, Hindsight, I realized that it was the Holy Spirit guiding me.
Absolutely.
And showing me what to do in that
Absolutely.
Moment.
Absolutely. And with the song, you can feel that, you know, we all look back and go, man, was I dumb, B, you know, tired, C, thirsty? What was going on in my mind? But you do also feel God's protection over your life. And how did you come about actually recording it? Because the writing is tremendous.
Oh, well, thank you. But I can't take credit for all of that. So what the process for that was, like, I found a beat that I really, really liked. And I listened to it over and over and over And then, like, whatever phrase that had come to my mind, I'd written it down. Mm-hmm. And then I looked back in my journal to see, like, if there was anything that I had written down previously that could relate to that. And then I took that and was like, hey, Crayon, my friend who helped me write the song, this is what I have. And we would schedule, like, a Zoom session.
Okay.
And we wrote the song in a 2 to 3 hour Zoom session.
Wow. Mm-hmm. You say journal, and I have just gotten into doing it on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times you can say to God what you wouldn't normally say to a person. But mm-hmm. sometimes going back and looking, you can see how far you came.
Yes.
So this is the song.
Yes, ma'am. Has the Lord been good to you?
That is Deja Gorbea, and the song is called Hindsight, and is from an EP?
Well, from my album, Intended Use Only.
Okay, Intended Use Only.
Yes,
I absolutely love that.
Thank you.
And it is out?
October 17th.
Okay, so next week it'll be out.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
Everybody can hear the whole thing, but right now they can get Hindsight right now.
Yes, they can.
That is a beautiful song.
Thank you.
And you're such a beautiful spirit.
Thank you.
And I'm so glad that God said, okay, reach out to her. I hear a lot of music. I get music all the time in my inbox, hundreds sometimes in a day. And I listen to as much as I can. But you have friends in Detroit. They were like, yeah, you need to listen to her. And I just pray God's grace over your life. When you're taking this step into music, it can be, and we talked about this before on the phone, it can be hard. The industry can be very strange. But at the same time, you're tough, like I said. And I don't think they're going to mess with you.
No, hopefully not.
I think that that's not a thing you want to do. However, I do pray God's grace over your life, and what you're doing is so magnificent. I absolutely love it.
Thank you.
How do they find you?
You can follow me on all social media at Deja.Gorbea. That's D as in Delta, A-S-I-A dot G as in golf, O-R, B as in Bravo, E as in Echo, A. And that's just my first and last name.
Absolutely. Well, I'm so glad to meet you in person.
Yes, ma'am.
And thank you so much for stopping by. You all check her music out and give her some feedback and give her some love as well. Thanks so much.
Thank you.